I hope it won't get knocked down like what happened to the bandstand down on the river.
I understand that, but that's the best I can answer your questions, Brian.
So all right.
Thank you.
Councillors,
do you have any questions for Brian? No. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
On that specific issue, I'll allow you to ask a question. If it's about the future of the Denmark Arts Building, there's nothing I can explain, but yes.
It's just that we tried to...
Can you please come up to the microphone and reintroduce yourself so we have it on record who's speaking?
Yasmin Bartlett. It's just that it was pointed out, like, the use of the visitor centre, and there's another town, Carnarvon, that... you may be aware of that has the same size population, only 10% of its income is derived from tourism versus 50% here, and yet they can afford a building operated 9 to 5 on Monday, Friday, Saturday mornings, and 4 full-time staff, and it only, so I just wondered, like, couldn't the Shire contribute something, because it's a 50% revenue income for this town, and really, really, really significant. And I just wanted to bring that to your attention, because parallel towns, and yet one prioritises the Shire actually spending money and the other doesn't.
Yes, I understand that. I also understand that there are many other shires within the scope of Australia and the state that are closing them down for the same reasons. So there are examples on both. This is the way we've decided to go with, and I said I hope that industry, if there is a void, that they fill it in new and innovative ways. So thank you. All right, any other questions from the public? No. Okay, we'll now move on to questions by members for which due notice has been given. Item 5.3. Yes. Janine, could you possibly turn off that microphone as it goes past you? Oh, that's all right. So we have numerous questions under 5.3.1 from Councillor Lewis and the container for change and recycled tonnage cost and community benefit. I'll now pass on to the CEO.
Thank you. So a couple of those questions have been answered, and the answer is in the minutes, will be in the minutes. There's a couple of responses that require some additional information. And for those questions unanswered in these minutes, we'll provide the answers in the next agenda.
Thank you. Are there any questions on staff? Yes.
So just a few follow-up questions on the answers that have been given. In answer to ratepayer impact, the CEO has given a response there, say that forward budget estimates are informed by historical trends, which I understand. However, I think from what we've heard today and answers to the other questions, I just want to clarify that if we already know that diverting heavier containers such as wine and spirit bottles, if that will reduce the tonnage and therefore our costs, is there a reason the Shire would wait for this to emerge as a trend rather than in forward budgets, rather than proactively promoting diversion now so that we realise these savings sooner? And I'm thinking particularly of the increase in our waste costs, which we will be having to impose in this coming financial year. So if we see this as a possibility, is this not something we would jump on straight away?
Through the chair, Worrell, who managed the Containers for Change, the state agency, haven't provided us any, I guess, data on what their expectations of how much wine bottle weightage there is in the commingled recycling. The speaker earlier, Serena, talked about what one weighs, and so that's an indication, but we don't have any reliable information to inform our budgets at this point. And so really we can only go on trends and look at things through mid-year reviews and things like that. So we do have an opportunity at the halfway point to have a look at that. But certainly with the relatively large unknown of A, what weight is contained within the current commingled recycling, and B, how quickly people are going to take that up, we would have to err on the side of caution from a budget perspective and then amend it in mid-year if there's a substantial difference.
Thank you. So that kind of leads on to my next question, and that's in response, your response to waste audit data, my question number three. Given the importance of this data in understanding both the savings and community benefit, would it be appropriate for the Shire to undertake more targeted local waste audits that specifically capture containers for change items in our recycling rather than relying on state average data?
Through the chair, I guess the answer to that question we can incorporate into question seven in the future report, where we look at what measures we can take to, to educate the community and affect behavioural change, and that will form part of that.
Thank you.
We'll respond in full in due course.
So just my final question on my questions and answers. Under question seven, education and behaviour change, obviously it's important to educate the community, as we've heard, in recycling costs, and them having a better of understanding of how it could actually make savings to them in their waste costs. Do you know of any state government grants available to support this type of initiative in education? And have you, as a CEO, investigated or pursued any opportunities?
Through the chair, historically, yes, we have, and we've been recipients of those types of grants in the past, and certainly we'll be looking to be recipients of those types of grants into the future also.
Okay, we'll now move on to 5.3. Question from Council Lewis, Ocean Beach Precinct Kiosk. Now, I'll pass on to the CEO for further clarification.
Yeah, thank you. Just to identify that those answers have been provided in full in the agenda and will be in the minutes also.
Thank you. Do you have any questions further to that?
No, thank you for those responses. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Right. Item 5.4, presentations, deputations and petitions. We have no tonight. Item 6, applications for future leave of absence. Do we have any? Yes. Councillor Phillips.
From the 7th of July until the 24th of July.
Any further applications? Councillor Yule.
Excuse me, from the 24th July to the 30th July.
Is there a seconder for Councillor Yule's? Councillor Phillips. All those in favour of letting Councillor Yule have leave? It's passed unanimously. Are there any further applications for leave from councillors? Right, now moving on to item 7, confirmation of minutes for the 26th of May 2026. Are there any questions to officers? No. Is there a mover? Can I call for a mover for item 7.1? Councillor Gibson, second. Councillor Phillips, do you wish to speak to that? Anyone wish to speak to item 7.1? Do you wish to close your argument? All right, all those in favour of item 7.1 is passed unanimously. Elected members' motions for which previous notice has been given, there is nil. We'll now move on to item 9, officers' reports. 9.1, 2026-2027 differential rates and minimum payments. Are there any questions to officers on this item? Ms. Councillor Hodge.
Just reading through it, I noticed under point 8, under discussions, that it states proposed increase by 2% above CPI, plus property growth, and then 4.6 is mentioned as being CPI. And then further down in point number 10, under that same discussion area, it says the overall rate revenue will increase by 6.9%. So does that mean that the 0.3% increase on top of the 2 plus 4.6 is growth, or where has that 0.3% come from?
That is growth.
Any further questions to officers? Then do I have a... lost it. Move for officer's recommendation, item 9.1. Councillor Gibson, seconder. Councillor Yule, do you wish to make a comment?
Thank you, Mr. President. Yeah, obviously, as Councillor Hockey has just mentioned, the questions we are putting out potentially now for advertising a rate rise of 6.6% for the average homeowner in Denmark, and that's not insubstantial. It does align with our long-term financial plan to have 5 years in a row of an increase of CPI plus 2%, with the goal of that 2% being directed towards asset renewal, so that we can catch up for assets that are falling very, very far down the scale of repair, including our roads. I suppose it's tempting to say, well, this is for advertising, put it out to the public and see what they say, but I don't think we should be advertising this rate rise unless it's our belief, and it is my belief, that this is the right rate rise for Denmark to carry on with the goal in the long-term financial plan. And I would note too that it's clear over the last few months that in terms of the increasing costs for the Shire, they far exceed the CPI for Perth, and that despite the fact that we're proposing 2% above CPI for this year at least, we're unlikely to be able to achieve more than we did last year by gaining the extra 2%. So I think perhaps for that reason more than ever, it's necessary to have at least the 2% increase. So I think, you know, keeping to a long-term plan and trying to ride through the waves of inflation up and down and cost increases for Shire-related activities, particularly up and down over the years, is a reasonably fair and moderate approach to our rate rises. Notwithstanding that, I acknowledge that if we do go ahead with this rate rise after advertising, it's not a small increase, and our constituents will certainly feel it. But on balance, I feel it's appropriate to take it forward to the community and support it, because ultimately we need the money to deliver the services and the facilities that our community also demand. So I'm very happy to support the motion.
Councillor Yule.
Yeah, I just, not so dissimilar to Councillor Gibson, as a council, as a whole, the discussions around this rose, as we do every year, has been rigorous, to say the least. And again, for want of a better way of putting it, looking at any avenue or options available where we could potentially limit the increase to possibly lower than what we're proposing at the moment. Having said that, even up until today, we've had some rigorous discussions with officers around any potential options that might be seen there as last minute to maybe pull back any at the rise that the number we're looking at the moment. Having said that, I think it's important that we certainly as council understand, and I think as we've discussed as councillors again today, throughout the community is starting to understand that whatever we don't kind of work in line with our long-term financial plan now, and if we do kind of pull back again, quite frankly, just for the sake of the cost of living at present, the issues around from that will be compounded year on year. And again, just to put it frankly, just fall behind what is necessary to keep the Shire sustainable, not only economically, but also around our asset renewal and just generally keeping up with the pace of the growth within the Shire. So, yeah, thank you.
Are there anyone who wish to speak against this motion? Any further speakers to the motion or for the motion? Or wish to speak to the motion? No? Do you wish to close your debate, Councillor Gibson? Okay, then all those in favour of Councillor Resolution item 9.1, all those in favour? Please pass unanimously. We'll now move on to item 9.2, Denmark Town Centre Connectivity and Streetscape Design. I will now pass to the CEO to read the relevant declarations of interest.
Thank you. So the first one is from Councillor Yule on this item 9.2, and that's a financial interest. As Councillor Yule owns a business or commercial presences adjacent to the proposed scope of works, Councillor Yule is nominated to leave the room. And a second one from Councillor Davenport, again on this item 9.2, and that's a declaration for a financial interest, as Councillor Davenport is a business owner in Denmark and has also opted to leave the room.
All right, are there any questions to officers about this item? No? Okay. We have an officer's recommendation, but we also have an alternate motion. I will now ask the staff to put the... The alternate motion is pushed, is put forward by Councillor Campbell. I'll allow you all to read that. Are there any questions to Councillor Campbell on the alternate motion? No? Is there a seconder for the alternate motion? Councillor Gibson. We now have a live motion. Councillor Campbell, do you wish to speak to your motion?
Yes, please. Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to move the alternate motion to basically include the establishment of a working group for councillors to work alongside officers throughout the development of the Town Centre Connectivity and Streetscape Master Plan. I certainly support progressing the project, but I think we've got a once-in-a-generation opportunity, and I'd like to ensure that Council has meaningful input into the strategic direction and not just the final concept. At the moment, I feel the scope feels strong from an engineering and connectivity perspective, but I think we might be missing on early visioning stage. And before we decide where trees, paths and crossings go, we should first ask what kind of town we want Denmark to become over the next 20 years. Some questions like what should Denmark feel like? How do we strengthen our identity? How do we support local business, respond to climate change, create vibrant public spaces and make the town centre somewhere people choose to spend their time? I feel that a small working group would allow these broader aspirations to be considered throughout the design process while still leaving the technical design to GHD and final decisions to council. I think that will lead to a much stronger master plan and better value from this significant investment.
Councillor Gibson.
Yeah, I want to endorse what Councillor Campbell has said. I think in my mind, this is exactly the sort of occasion where it's appropriate to have a working group. It's a very significant body of work in terms of the way it shapes the feel and structure of Denmark Town Centre for the next 20 to 30 years easily and potentially beyond. And so I think it's, at that scale and significance where council should keep a hand, one of many hands perhaps, on the tiller as we progress through the project. Certainly in reading the scope for this item, some things struck me too that I thought could potentially need further fleshing out, and I think a working group is an ideal way to do that without necessarily occupying the attention of all of council all of the time. But obviously, as Councillor Campbell said, giving council ample opportunity to review what comes out of it periodically going through the process. So, I think it fits the criteria for why we kept the option for working groups live, and I'm keen to see it occur, and I think it would benefit the community as a whole, so I support it.
Are there any speakers against this motion? Any other speakers for this motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? I'll make a quick comment. I'm happy for this to proceed to a council working group. On a conversation I had with a councillor that was present when the existing street, Strickland Street, was developed, and then quite a few number of years later devolved all their responsibility and argued with how it looked. So I think that we should, as councillors with such a significant change, be I guess the leaders in this and be responsible and stand by a decision and not leave it up to, if the community is not entirely happy with it, for that responsibility fall entirely on staff. Are there anyone else that wishes to speak to or for this motion? Yes.
Councillor Lewis. Yeah, I'd just like to thank the councillors that have raised this. And to say that I strongly agree that a working group, I think, will be beneficial. I'd also like to add that the comments that Councillor Campbell raised, as in the vision that we want, would be nice to see some of those words included in the terms of reference, perhaps, for this working group, because I think it captured quite nicely all the things we want to come out of this, what is a very major project for our community. So perhaps they will be caught in the minutes, and perhaps the CEO may have a look at including some of those too.
Okay, do you wish to close your discussion? Okay, I will now take it to the vote. All those in favour of item 9.2, raise your hands. That is passed unanimously. We'll now wait for the remaining councillors to re-enter the room. For the benefit of the councillors that have re-entered the room, we had an alternative motion to 9.2 for the council that passed. The council endorsed a revised scope as per attachment 9.2, amended the consultation plan for attachment 9.2B to include a council working group, and requested the chief executive officer to draft a terms of reference for that working group for councils to consider at the July ordinary council meeting. So that has passed. We will now move on to 9.3, the rower's shed for the Denmark Riverside Club. Are there any questions to officers on this item? Acknowledging that we do have a potential amendment, do we have a mover for the officer's recommendation 9.3? Councillor Hockey. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Yule. Councillor Hockey, do you wish to speak to this motion?
Having read through it, it's a good initiative. It gives some storage for the local club down there to be able to store some of their craft that they've got instead of the commuting around that they currently have to do and the lack of storage that they've got. So it'll definitely make it a lot more convenient and a lot more accessible to members of the community.
Councillor Yule, do you wish to speak? Does any councillor wish to move a amendment to that motion?
Yes, Mr. President, I would like to move an amendment. I'm not sure if the staff have words.
Are you happy with those suggested words, or what modifications would you like to make, Councillor Gibson?
Could I add vegetation after screening? Doesn't really go with the shed. I beg your pardon, Councillor? It is screening vegetation for the shed, perhaps, instead of all. Happy enough.
Has everyone read that amendment motion? Do I have a seconder for that? Councillor Lewis, do you wish to speak to your amendment, Councillor Gibson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, just briefly. My experience has been, and I have been involved in large-scale planning decisions based on computer representations of how a structure might look, which we've been provided here. My experience is it doesn't always work out, and straight lines tend to stand out very starkly to the human eye, even when they're set down in the landscape as is proposed. And I think the softening effect of screening vegetation just ensures that there's no ongoing issue with people looking at a harsh wall of colour bond from across the river at what is otherwise a pretty attractive viewscape. I checked with the CEO, and there's room within the reserve around that site to fit vegetation. I don't believe it in any way would impede the operations of the club using the shed. I just think it's a good thing to do to make sure that going forward we're not left with something that might have looked fine on our representation on our screens but didn't turn out to look so beautiful in real life once it was built.
Councillor Lewis.
Thank you. Yes, I was concerned when I saw the in the attachment the picture of the shed viewed from Berridge Park, particularly given the work that we're going to be undertaking and the efforts we're going to make Berridge Park an outstanding development. I thought it would be rather a shame if we looked across the river and saw that very boring shed there. So I think this is a great alternative to saying no, that they can't build it. So I'm happy for that to be built there as long as it's not an obvious building. Thank you.
Is there any councillor wish to speak against this amendment? For this amendment? To this amendment? To close discussion on the amendment. In which case, to vote on the amendment being changed to the original officer's recommendation, all those in favour of the amendment being included? It's passed unanimously. We will now recommence debate on the substantive motion, including the amendment. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against this item? Is there anyone who wishes to speak for this item? Or to this item? Councillor Hockey, do you wish to close? Right. Then all those in favour of the substantive motion, and it's passed unanimously. All right, we'll now move on to item 9.4, privacy and responsible information sharing policy. Are there any questions to officers on this item? Do I have a mover for this item? Councillor Phillips, do I have a seconder? Councillor Gibson, do you wish to speak to this item? Councillor Gibson. Does anyone wish to speak against this item, for this item, or to this item? Do you wish to close discussion? Councillor Phillips. All right, all those in favour of the officer's recommendation 9.4, is passed unanimously. So now moving on to item 9.5, repeal policy P110102, leasing of land and or buildings to community groups. Are there any questions to officers on this item? No. Do I have a mover for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Yule, second. Councillor Lewis, do you wish to speak to this? Councillor Lewis, does anyone want to speak against this item, to this item, or for this item, or to this item? Do you wish to close discussion on this item? In which case, I'll now ask for a vote on item 9.5. All those in favour? Again, passed unanimously. Item 9.6, rates write-off for recreational land. Are there any questions to officers on this item? No. Do I have a mover for the officer's recommendation, item 9.6? Councillor Phillips, second. Councillor Hockey, do you wish to speak to this item? Councillor Hockey, is there anyone wish to speak for this item, against this item, or to this item? Do you wish to close discussion? No. Then I'll take it to the vote. All those in favour of the officer's recommendation, item 9.6, is passed unanimously. Item 9.7, write-off of sundry debtor 30134. Are there any questions to officers on this item? No. Do I have a mover for the officer's recommendation, item 9.7? Councillor Yule, seconder. Councillor Gibson, do you wish to speak to this item, Councillor Yule? Councillor Gibson. Does anyone wish to speak for this item, against, or to this item? No. Do you wish to close discussion, Councillor Yule? No. Then I'll take it to the vote. The officer's recommendation, item 9.7, all those in favour? It's passed unanimously. Moving on to item 9.8, financial statements for the period of ending 31st of May 2026. Are there any questions to officers on this item? No. Do I have a mover for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Hockey, seconder. Councillor Gibson, do you wish to speak to this item? Gibson, does anyone wish to speak for, against, or to this item? No? Do you wish to close discussion? Okay, then we'll take it to the vote on the officer's recommendation, item 9.8. All those in favour? That is passed unanimously. Nine point nine, payments of accounts for the period ending 31st of May 2026. Are there any questions to officers on this item? Councillor Campbell.
There's two payments in there which come to $22,000 for shade sales at Hobson Park. Where is Hobson Park?
Through the chair, Hobson Park is on Ocean Beach Drive opposite Zimmerman Street. As you're heading out of town, it's on the right.
Where the playground is.
Harlequin? Is it Harlequin?
Yeah. Okay. Harlequin, yeah. All right. Thank you.
Any further questions, Elsa? Yes, Councillor Hockey.
Item EFT 44245 for line marking at Mount Shadforth Road. Is that a partial payment or a full payment? Because I've noted that none of that line marking has really been done, except for the giveaway marking on P Street.
So that, through the chair, EFT 44245, line marking on Mount Shepherd's Road, that would have been the replacement of the centre line in the newly constructed area.
So it's been paid but not finished today? Because that work has not been marked yet.
There is some line marking work that has been completed, but the centre line work, my apologies, that would be a replacement by Main Roads when they come through town to do their line marking renewal. So the centre line work is by Main Roads. We'll do other line marking work associated with that.
All right. Thank construction. You.
Any further questions to officers? Yes, Councillor Lewis.
Just on line item 44232. Deconstruction, recycling of mattresses. How much do we charge per mattress? Can someone remind me, please?
I should remember because I did one the other day, but I'll give staff a couple of seconds to a little while to answer that. Yes, if it doesn't distract you.
Yeah, I was just, I know it's come up lots of times and it always seems like an obscene amount of money for that. Have we ever considered that as a prison project?
You have to clarify, considered.
You know how sometimes they get prisoners to work on a particular project? It would strike me as something that would be an obvious thing that they could do and save us a lot of money.
The disposal of mattresses?
Pulling them apart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the bit that costs money, isn't it?
Yeah, through the chair, I understand the question whether we could use the Puddle Up Working Group, or the Puddle Up Prison Working Group to dismantle the mattresses. We have not been through that process. I'd imagine there'd be some introduction of contamination compliance matters in relation to clearing out the fabrics from the steel, it's something we can explore, I guess.
Through the chair, it's within the realms of the things that are doable. When you sit on that working group and you discuss the types of things with the officers that they'd like the, I guess like the residents of Podlup to be involved with, they like them to be fairly community based. They like them to be out in the community, and so they really really enjoy doing projects like the one they did with the footpath stairs. Along Inlet Drive and other things, and even maintaining gardens in the, you know, the CRC and things like that, because they get interaction with the community. So a project that sort of puts them in the tip there would be less favourable to them.
And do we have an answer on the fees?
Yes, through the chair, Councillor Lewis, $50 per mattress is the disposal fee for residents.
Thank you. So is this for this is obviously quite a number that we're paying for. Is this for a year's disposal of mattresses? 3,700?
Through the chair, I'd have to get that clarification from officers, but my understanding is they'd make multiple visits to Denmark to run that process, multiple per year, to do the mattress dismantling.
Thank you. So you'll take that on notice and get back to us on that. What that 3,710 comprises of?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any further questions to officers on this item? All right. In which case, do I have a mover for the officers' recommendation 9.9? Councillor Campbell, second. Councillor Lewis, do you wish to speak to this item? Mr. Lewis, is there anyone who wish to speak for, against, or to this item? Do you wish to close discussion on this item? Okay, then we'll take it to the vote. Of the officer recommendation, item 9.9, all those in favour? Item is passed unanimously. All right. We have no matters behind closed doors. We have no new business of an urgent nature. So I declare this ordinary council meeting closed at 5:44 p.m. Please give a couple of minutes for the recording to be completed. Thank you.